This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Christmas. Can't say it any better than that. It's Merry Christmas. Say it again, I guess. Merry Christmas. Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. Glad you're out there. Thank you for listening. If you're just about to head out, if you're driving as we speak, if you're arrived at your Christmas destination, know that we appreciate the fact that you've brought us along. And wherever you're listening, that you've locked in the radio on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. There's a Christmas blessing that you have bestowed upon us. So thank you so much for that. We appreciate it. We're going to chat this hour with Captain Brian Newland, the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And we're going to be in the business of saving a couple of lives today. We like that. Whenever I have Trooper Talk on and Safety Talk on, North Dakota Safety Council does a monthly safety talk with us now that we've done a couple of versions of, and whenever we do the Trooper Talk, I always marvel at the fact that, maybe today is a day that we plant a seed with someone in a habit that ultimately saves a life, and somebody arrives safely. That's important work, so we appreciate it very much. And I have to tell you, there have been things I've picked up from these Trooper Talk conversations where I've done just that. In fact, just yesterday, driving I-29 up into Grand Forks, it started to look like, well, what do we got here for road conditions? And I instantly thought of some advice I'd got, taking the cruise control off and slowed it down a notch or two and did without the cruise control for the last 50, 60 miles. So those are the things you pick up, and hopefully we can help. We are here to do just that. Brought to you in part today by our friends from PetroServe USA. If you are out and about, you can find a PetroServe USA location near you, from Mandan on the west side all the way to, Dilworth up to Bemidji, down to the Wapbreck area, Grafton. And, of course, as you go, you're going to find them in Valley City, and you'll find them in Castleton, and you'll find them West Fargo, Moorhead as well. PetroServe USA locations, they're great. They really are. For one, they give you choice at the pump, connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. There's always a great deal. Some great specials going through the end of the month. My personal favorite being the pizza, corn, a pizza, 2 for $11. But they have many things. And all day, every day. This isn't a special. This is just what they do. You get a pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4. 4 for $4 at PetroServe USA. Great spot to celebrate your Christmas travels on your way, because you'll get a good deal. And there's a lot of good deals out there, especially in the price of gas right now. Huh? How's that? Thank you, North Dakota Oil. We appreciate that. All right, 9 past the hour. Let me bring you into the program Captain Brian Newland from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Captain, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on today.
So we want to do a little special Christmas edition of Trooper Talk today, because obviously a lot of travelers are out there. So very important that you get going. And, Christmas time, we sort of all have the blinders on, right? Just got to get there. Wherever we're going. And it's crazy time to get the presents, get them racked, packed up the car, and it seems like everybody's running a little bit late. But I noticed yesterday, in a short little drive, just an hour drive to Grand Forks, about 3 or 4 patrolmen where I normally wouldn't see them. So what's going on? A little extra enforcement out there right now?
Yeah, it is a busy time, a travel time of year, so we have troopers that are working, and we're working through the holidays because we have people that are going to be traveling today, tomorrow, through the weekend, and this is a big holiday where people are traveling, so we're going to have that visibility out there to try and deter some of those people. Some of the big things that we're looking at is try to end this year with no more fatalities to this holiday period, and if there are people out there drinking and driving, we're going to try and remove them from the roadways, and some of those aggressive driving habits, we're going to try and target some of those things too to try to make those roads as safe as possible through the end of the year here.
What is an aggressive driving habit?
If you think about people that are driving, at extreme speeds, like maybe 90 miles per hour plus, or they're weaving in and out of traffic, or they're not paying attention to the roadway, and, you know, not staying within their lanes or texting while they're driving. Some of those aggressive type of driving habits that we're really going to try and target. And there really are crash causation factors. If you think about distracted driving and think about our alcohol-related fatalities, our right-of-way stuff, those are the reasons why we're having crashes. And those are the things that we're going to target to try and make this a safe end to our year.
If you see somebody that is doing that, weaving in and out of traffic, for instance, driving aggressively, or just, you know, even not necessarily like at high speeds, but just obviously distracted driving, and you pull them over, are you like, all right, I need to see that phone? I mean, are you able to just say, what's going on here? What is causing this?
You know, a lot of times when we have people we feel like that maybe have been texting while they're driving or they're doing whatever on their phone, you know, we might ask that. A lot of times we don't, because usually we've observed it. But most of the time when we have people that we feel like are distracted by their phones while they're driving, they're committing some other sort of violation. And that's the reason why we're stopping them. And we normally take the enforcement action based off of the violation they committed versus whether or not we felt like they were on their phone or not.
But I happen to notice, like, if I'm behind somebody and it's like, what's going on there, right? I mean, you know, towards the shoulder and then back into the middle and everything else, and then you eventually get the courage to pass them, right, because you're not exactly sure what's going on. You know, usually I can see the glow of a phone. I would imagine the same with you guys.
Yeah, you know, it's surprising. When I'm in my personal car, you see it all the time, but when you're in a patrol car, It's surprising how people that are texting while they're driving, they still are kind of aware when they have a patrol car around them, because I don't see it as often when I'm driving my patrol car as I do in my personal car. But we know it's happening. We know crashes are caused because of people that are distracted, and it's one of those, you know, areas that we're out there aggressively enforcing.
And I mentioned earlier the enforcement going on with the patrol cars, many of them stationary, that I noticed anyway, and I don't know if that's the plan. What are they looking for specifically? So if a vehicle is stationary, is it the radar gun going that they're looking for the speeds, or are they watching for certain infractions? What are they doing when they're stationary?
You know, our troopers are looking for violations all day long. You know, a big thing that we look for are speed violations. Obviously, all of our patrol cars are equipped with radars inside them, so we're utilizing our radars. We're also looking for, it might be some sort of equipment violation. We might be looking for registration violations. We're looking for, you know, are somebody speeding and we're watching to see if they're wearing a seatbelt or not. We're watching for those people that are texting while they're driving, or they're using their phones while they're driving and making those traffic stops. So, again, there's a lot of different things that our troopers are watching for. We're trained and, you know, kind of being observant. And, you know, speeding violations probably are our most prevalent violation that we do stop people for. But, you know, there are other violations that we stop for. You know, when we're sitting on the interstate system, there's a whole gamut of things that people could be stopped for. And, again, it's to make our roads as safe as possible. Even if it's an equipment violation, if somebody has a headlight out, that can be an issue, and we're going to stop people for that. And normally they're going to get a warning for that, kind of a, you know, like a reminder, hey, your headlight's out. A lot of times people don't realize that, and we can try and make those roads safer by, you know, doing some of that enforcement as well.
Captain Brian Ewan from the North Dakota Highway Patrol on a Christmas Eve edition of Trooper Talk here to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. If you have any questions or comments, 800-228-0550. Don't forget Cloverdale Teardrop Hams and Pound Bacon on sale at Hugo's, which is very nice, now through the holiday here. So, Don in Minot, question for Captain Ewan. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas to everybody. Here's the deal. I drive big trucks, so... there's so many times when I see, you know, it's not so much the road conditions, but it's the, like, snow or fog, you know. You should have your lights on, especially in fog. I mean, there's so many people driving out there. It's not so bad today, but, I mean, there's so many times when you're driving out there and you can't see them. You know, you don't know they're coming. I do a lot of two-lane highway work driving, and you're worried about passing somebody if somebody's going slow, because you can't, if somebody's coming the other way and they don't have their lights on, you can't tell that they're there until the last second. So it would be nice if people would turn on their lights.
You know, that is something that we see out there. You know, our state law here in North Dakota requires anytime the visibility is less than 1,000 feet or at, you know, from sunset to sunrise, you have to have your headlights on. But that is a big one is the only time we have that visibility is you're supposed to have those headlights on too. And it's talking our long 1,000 feet or less, but it's a good suggestion. Anytime it's raining, anytime it's snowing, anytime there's fog, even if you can only see it, you can still see a half mile, have those lights on. And I think one of the biggest issues we have now is that a lot of people, their headlights come on automatically, so they never even think about it. They're not even using a dial at all. And, people need to think about it and actually need to go out there and use it.
Well, see, those automatic lights, people don't understand that they're the headlights. They're not the taillights. So if
and
you're coming up
you know,
on
like
somebody.
Even in my pickup, I have the taillights come on, too, automatically. You know, it just kind of depends upon the vehicle. I mean, I've stopped people, again, where they've got their headlights are on, but they have no taillights on because they don't have their lights on. And it's
obviously
the vehicle and
more dangerous to have the headlights not on. Yeah, Don, good point. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you very much. And we'll let Captain Ewan expand a little bit on that just to finish on the other side of the break. We're up against the break. More calls. Welcome on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Catholics the world over know the power of the Holy Mass. And now, just in time for Christmas, the website holy-post.com allows you an easy way to give your loved ones a Mass intention in their name. Masses for healing, remembrance for a friend or loved one, celebrating the life of a family member, gratitude, or any special occasion. There are many mobile Mass cards to choose from. It's affordable and supports the church, too. Send a treasured Christmas gift this year with the help of holy-post.com or download the app today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Okay, we are Christmas Eve, right? And the present pressure is on. If you're missing a really good one, I have a suggestion for you. The Minnesota Wild play the Florida Panthers at XL Energy Center in downtown St. Paul, February 28th at 2 p.m. We put together for the What's On Your Mind family of listeners the perfect cure for the winter blues, cabin fever, or the need to find that perfect Christmas present. and that is a little wild fun bus. Yes, wild as in hockey, but it'll be fun. And $229 per person, we have some sweet seats. They're spendy, obviously, but they're really good seats. In the double attack zone, too, stress-free bus travel. We have a sponsor for all this, Dave Noel, Remax Legacy Realty. And he said, let's go. We're going to go see some UND alum, Zach Parisi, Chris Porter, Rocco Grimaldi, and now also Corbin Knight has been called up for the Panthers. So the bus leaves 6:45 a.m. from Shanley High School in Fargo. Actually, loads up 6:45, leaves at 7. So we're in downtown St. Paul, time to sort of stretch the legs and have some lunch and walk over to the XL Energy Center, and puck drops at 2 and get back at a decent hour, and it'd be a nice little way to go. So we've done a ton of these adventures before. Seats fill up quickly. If you'd like to go, 855-200-1776. Come along with us. That should be great fun. Trooper Talk today, Christmas Eve edition. Captain Brian Ewan, North Dakota Highway Patrol here. Rick and mine not waiting. We'll go to Rick in a second. Anything else you want to say on the lights? We hear about that a lot. I mean, people really are. I mean, they call me and say, Scott, it's terrible out, and maybe 10 to 20% of motorists have their lights on. You know, it really bugs people.
Yeah, you know, it is one of those safety things. It's not necessarily so you can see better, but it's so people can see you as you're approaching them or they're coming up behind you. So again, it is very important to have. Anytime we have those low visibility days, anytime we have some sort of weather coming, you know, whether it's rain, fog, some of those snow events, just throw those headlights on. And again, you know, we've gotten to this age where everything's kind of automatic in our cars, and people forget even. Like I said, we stop people sometimes, and they have no idea how to turn their headlights on. And just knowing your vehicle and when you're out there, just thinking about those things and getting them on for the safety of all motorists out there, including yourself.
Great advice. Rick and Minot on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Rick.
Good morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Say, I just want to, as a comment, I want to thank the captain and all highway patrolmen for the service that you do. My brother was an HP for years. You guys don't get credit, and people point out the not-so-good things at times, but hats off to you guys all the time. Thank you for being on the roads, looking out for us, helping everybody that you possibly can. You need to hear that more often than you probably do.
No, I really appreciate those comments. It's always refreshing to hear, you know, when people appreciate the job that we're doing out there, and it's nice to hear that on the phone here for everybody here. And Our men and women that we work for our agency, and I know all the law enforcement agencies in North Dakota, are very dedicated to providing that safety and the security for North Dakota. So thank you for those comments, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Rick, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Well said. And, you know, for me, not only the North Dakota Highway Patrol, every law enforcement agency, you see what's happening nationally, and don't think that doesn't weigh heavily on the shoulders of the men and women of these agencies that are out there protecting us. So it wouldn't hurt to do what Rick just did. Go out of your way to say a special attaboy and attagirl, and we appreciate it. Thanks a bunch, that's for sure. All right, a couple minutes left here. Just as it pertains, again, to holiday travel and what's going on here today, what advice, if you could pick three things you really want people to focus on, what would they be, Captain?
You know, I'm here in Fargo and the sun's shining. I think it's kind of shining statewide, but we still have some difficult driving conditions out there. You know, we had a snow event that came here through earlier in the week. If you look at the DOT travel map, there are still some scattered ice areas, actually some scattered snow areas that cover some of our roadways statewide. So when people are out there traveling today, I think they need to be thinking about, it's more important to get from point A to point B safely than to get there quickly. Just take your time. Be prepared for some of those changing conditions. You know, the biggest thing, like I think you said at the beginning of the program here, is this is the time of year where cruise control is not a good idea to have, because you might drive over across a bridge deck, a culvert area of a roadway, or you just come upon maybe over the top of a hill and there's a slick section of the roadway. And if you have that cruise control on, your car has a very good chance of you're going to lose control of that car. And if that cruise control is on, your tires keep spinning, versus if you're driving along with your foot on the gas pedal and you feel those tires slip, you can take that foot off the gas pedal and you can regain control of that car. So one of the biggest things of advice I can have right now is just saying, don't use that cruise control. Another point of advice would be is always wear that seatbelt. In case that worst case scenario happens, you get involved in a crash, having that seatbelt on is going to, in almost all cases, save your life because it keeps you inside that vehicle. These cars nowadays are built to be safe and secure as long as you stay inside that cocoon, which is that, you know, the driver's compartment of that vehicle. And the third thing I would say is that, you know, this is a time of celebration. You know, it's Christmas time here now. We have the New Year's coming up. And we're not the fun police. We just suggest people, if they're going to go out and have some fun, if they're going to have a few drinks, that they find an alternative way to get home, whether it's they designate a driver, they take a cab, or they just decide to stay wherever they're going to be at and until they're sober enough to get out there and drive. We don't want to see any of the bad things happen over this holiday period because somebody's chosen to drink and drive, and then they go out and, number one, kill themselves, or they go out and kill somebody else.
Such good advice. Absolutely. One dumb little eye will be no big deal kind of move could change your life and have, you know, major and deadly impact. So great advice. Fred and Wing, only a minute or so here quickly, but we'll get you in for the trooper. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes. Merry Christmas, Scott and Captain.
Same to you.
I just wanted to say that the Bible says this time of year is peace, goodwill toward men is what when Christ came. But there are people out there that have to make sure that we keep the peace and the goodwill to men. The military, these troopers. And also, I like to say there's people out here that are carrying handguns that are on your side. We have right to carry permits. And we're all out there, and sometimes it's terrible, but you have to keep the peace and the goodwill toward men. We're out there. We're on your side, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Fred, all the best to you. Merry Christmas, and thanks for your loyal support of the program. We appreciate you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. All right. Captain, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
You know, have a safe holiday. The traveling public, everybody's listening out there, just get from point A to point B safely. And, you know, really it's in your hands to be able to do that. So make those smart decisions while you're out there. And, you know, we're hoping for a safe and quiet holiday.
Do you have a big crew working?
We have troopers that are going to be out working. You know, we try and give, you know, some of them some time off. But we still have to have that coverage out there to, you know, respond in case we have some crashes or if there's highway assistance, those things that are going on. And then, you know, also be out that visible deterrent out there as we're working.
And I imagine that the traffic will start winding down here as we go throughout the day.
Yeah, it's well starting to wind down throughout the day. And tomorrow, you know, there is traffic, but, you know, there's people traveling from point A to point B, you know, whether it's from one family to another, and we just got to be out there providing that service to the public. So.
Glad you're doing it. Merry Christmas to you and everybody, the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Thanks, Captain.
Thanks, Scott. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Take care. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, Senator Hovind, when we're back.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Just in time for Christmas comes one of the greatest gift-giving ideas ever. Go to holy-post.com. Choose a mobile mass card and send it to a loved one. There's a variety of occasions to choose from. Have masses offered for healing, in remembrance of a friend or loved one, celebrating the life of a new family member, gratitude, and other special occasions. A mobile mass card will be sent by email, and there's an option to have it posted on Facebook, too. What a great way to say Merry Christmas. Go to holy-post.com or download the app today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank our fine listeners enough. We have been inundated with all kinds of great Christmas greetings, a lot of them by email, which is kind of cool now, and, you know, a text here or there, but also a few that come the good old-fashioned way, right to the mailbox. And I have the nicest one from a couple in Hazen here. I read a part of the card the other day, and somebody said, you need to read that whole thing, so I'm going to try to do that before the end of the program. Stay tuned for that. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Piper's Auction Company, Kevin Piper and his team over there, hard at it. Happy holidays from all of them. They really want to tell you they appreciate you so much for what happened in 2015. Look forward to working for you in 2016. They are hard at it with some auctions scheduled, equipment auctions in Taylor, Carson, Bismarck, Devil's Lake, land auctions, McLean, Stark, Adams, Grand Forks, and McHenry counties. If you want a complete catalog on all of these auctions, you can go to pipers.com and view all of them, or you can call them. They'll send you a catalog at 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099. Senator John Holman with us today on the special Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind Next Up. Senator, how are you?
Merry Christmas, Scott, to you and to your listeners.
And to you as well. And Mikey and the whole family got that new grandson for Christmas. That's pretty cool, huh?
Can't beat that. We're looking forward to seeing him and having some fun with family and friends.
So 2015 ends in the United States Congress with this omnibus spending bill. And I know it was partly a victory for you and for Congressman Cramer, who joined us earlier in the week on things you've been talking about all year long, fighting battles, and certainly the crude export ban that we've talked about many times was one of those. We've heard from a lot of our listeners who are upset about how much spending is in it. Let's start with the good versus the bad. More good than bad in this thing?
You know, there's some obvious things that are important for North Dakota and for the country, starting with lifting the oil export ban, but also some very significant tax relief, the Section 179, expansing, vitally important for our farmers and ranchers, number one priority for small businesses across the country in terms of tax relief, strong support for the military, for Minot Air Force Base, Grand Forks Air Force Base, but for our military in general, an increase in pay for our men and women in uniform who need it and deserve it very much, strong support for our veterans. So, you know, some things that are very important. At the same time, though, like you say, some things I don't like. I voted, actually, to reduce the level of spending. Earlier when we voted on the budget, I voted in opposition because I feel we need to continue to find more savings and more reforms. And then the other thing, Scott, is, we're fighting to get regulatory relief. And so things like WOTUS, Waters of the U.S., I had a provision in there, which I'd included in the appropriation process that would completely defund Waters of the U.S. And, you know, again, because our colleagues on the other side of the aisle hold this thing up and make it one bill at the end through filibuster, it's, gee, if you don't pass it, you're shutting down government. And that's the way they protect the administration's regulatory regime. Now, that being said, I did get part of WOTUS, part of the same provision I got a year ago that protects our farmers from WOTUS, defunding the interpretive rule. I was able to get that again. So that's a victory. But again, we've got to do a lot more on regulatory relief.
Here is a clip of an interview we did earlier this week with Stephen Moore of the Wall Street Journal and Heritage Foundation. I want to play a couple of things he said and unpack this because we had him on the air and I said, look, here's some things I'll be talking with Congressman Kramer and Senator Hovind about. I want to get your perspective on this as well and give you a chance to address some of this. And the first overall point is that just a sort of Republicans giving up, if you will, on the fiscal side. Roll that first clip, Manny, and we'll let the Senator respond.
I am so tired of these Republicans going into the fetal position and not fighting for what they believe in and not fighting Obama's liberal policies. I'm just disgusted with them, quite frankly.
All right, and a lot of people perceive it that way, that, you know, the Democrats just win these battles. We don't win. And we don't want to fight them, to use his term, going into the fetal position. What would you say to that?
Well, first off, you know, we need to win this presidential election, make sure we have an administration that will work with us for the things that we are working to get, which is smaller government, lower taxes, less regulation to get the economy growing, strong support for our military. Those are the things that we are working for, we need to continue to work for, and we need an administration that will work with us. But at the same time, we've got to get more Democrats to work with us as well. So, I mean, the public pressure, I understand, needs to be on people in our party to continue to fight for the things we believe in, limited government, less regulation, pro-growth tax reform, strong support for the military. But we've got to convince the Democrats that they need to join us rather than fighting us on these things and, in essence, forcing a government shutdown if they, you know, as part of trying to protect Obama's agenda.
I was reading from your press release for Steve and said, well, you know, I know that we probably want more progress. We do. But if you look at, you know, I said, I specifically told him, I'm reading from Senator Hovind's release here. And in 2009, spending was $350 million more. So the high water mark was in 2009, and it's come down. Here's his response to that, and I want your take on this, too.
Well, that's right. Well, that's, you know, but that's partly right. So but this is my point. I mean, actually, Senator Hovind is making the point I'm making, but he's coming to the opposite conclusion. The big victory for the Republicans, Scott, was that we got the Budget Control Act, which was, remember, the byproduct of shutting down the government was we got these budget caps and we got the sequester process, which is the automatic cuts if they went over the budget. What happened is last year, the Republicans caved in and they raised the caps. And then this year, they raised the caps again. So those policies that Senator Hovind is talking about, and by the way, I'm friends with Senator Hovind. I like the man very much, but I just disagree with him on this. Yeah, we got the budget down from $1.5 trillion to about $1.1 trillion because of these budget caps, but now we're blowing a hole through the caps, and the caps are gone. So now Congress is back on its spendthrift ways.
He went on to say that the spending this year will increase 7%. Is he right?
Well, actually, he and I agree. I actually appreciate you playing his comments because he and I agree on this. I voted against raising the budget cap. I voted to stick with the budget cap because I think we have been forcing spending down, and that's what I'm trying to do. So, as you say, it hit a high of $1.5 trillion. We're down around that $1.1, a little over that. And when it came to voting to keep those budget caps in place, I voted against raising them. So actually, he and I agree on that one. And we're going to have to keep fighting that fight. We're going to have to find other savings and reforms. But then we got to have pro-growth tax relief as well as reducing the regulatory burden so you get economic growth at the same time. And that's how we're going to get on top of this deficit and debt, along with a balanced budget amendment. Now, since I've been in Congress, we've reduced the deficit from about $1.5 trillion down to about $400 billion. Not good enough. Got to do more. But look, we have to, you know, we just have to stay on this battle and keep working. And I think if we go after the fundamentals I'm talking about, like I tried to do here in North Dakota as governor, I think that we can win this battle over time, or win the war over time, but we need an administration that will work with us too. And I think that we've got a fighting shot then to turn things around.
I also pressed Steve. I said, look, this seems to me that this, you know, it's, you know, Harry Reid and the game of obstructing the individual appropriation bills being debated one by one, all 13, and being the kitchen sink thing. And
yeah.
He said, yeah, that's you're right. That's procedure, and I'm with you. That's a mess. But there's as much to be mad about on the policy side as there is on the procedure side. What about regular order? That something we thought after Republicans took the control of the Senate back, that at least with the House and Senate controlled by Republicans, you'd be able to have regular order. Why is that still not possible?
Because you've got enough Democrats that are willing to basically all the Democrats are willing to filibuster it to protect the president's regulatory regime.
So then control
spending,
then control,
and to get more spending, and that's why we've got to have actually more push on our colleagues on the other side of the aisle to stop filibustering, to stop blocking, to stop protecting that regulatory regime, to stop trying to spend more, and actually start working with us so that we can go back to regular order. As you and I have talked about many times throughout the year, I'm working to try to get us back to regular order, where we take each of the 12 appropriations bills, and we passed all of them through the regular committee process, but every time we tried to take them to the floor, the Democrats blocked them because Harry Reid wants to have one bill at the end as a way to try to protect that regulatory approach of the administration. And that's why we've got to convince more of our colleagues to join us in going back to regular order, or we've got to get more Republicans there to enforce it.
You know what I think? First of all, I hear what you're saying, and you gave a great example. You defunded Waters of the U.S. for everybody, and in the individual bill. And then when it comes to the you know, hodgepodge of all 13, then somebody that doesn't want that wants the Waters of the U.S. regulation on everybody, pulls it out. So you lose that ability to do it. How about this? Since you control now the House and the Senate, how about changing the rules? Isn't it time really for a sincere look at the? I mean, to me, a majority isn't a majority anymore when they can do what they're doing.
Yeah, I think we have to look at that. We're pushing to do that, pushing on our leadership to do that, particularly when it comes to appropriations process, so we can try to continue to better control spending, to get some of these reforms we need. And believe me, I think if we could defund more of these regulations, it would really help with economic growth and job creation. Everybody wins there because you got more jobs, you got more economic growth, and that combined with more savings gets us on top of the debt and deficit and puts us in position without raising taxes to fund the priorities like our military and infrastructure and making sure that we take care of those folks who need help. But you know, doing things in a sound way with the right priorities.
Let's take a couple of calls for Senator Hovind here today, and we'll get one in before the break. Looks like Karen Fargo has a quick question. Go ahead, Karen. You're up for Senator John Hovind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
I'm a Democrat, and I would like you to explain at least a few of the advantages of exporting oil.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for the question. Merry Christmas, by the way. Really appreciate this question. Number one, it helps grow our economy. It helps with job creation in our country, just like we've seen here in North Dakota. It will help with lower prices at the pump for consumers and families because we'll have a bigger oil and gas industry, and more supply means more consistent and lower prices. And it helps with national security through energy security, not just for ourselves but also for allies. And it makes sure that we don't go back to being dependent on OPEC. So it's a win all the way around. And again, thanks for the question.
Merry Christmas, Grandpa.
Merry Christmas.
How many grandkids now?
Three. And,
three?
My daughter has three and son-in-law, and my son just got married to a wonderful girl. And so we're looking for more. We like grandkids. It's pretty good gig.
All right, short break. When we come back, get another call in for Senator Hovind, wrap up our conversation on a Christmas Eve edition of What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's not the number of bedrooms, but how many slumber parties. It's not the size of the backyard, but how big the memories. It's not your square footage. It's your circle. At Alaris, we're not about selling you a mortgage for a house. We're here to help you create a home. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Fool's Tables 2 is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%, and that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins, the blood circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water is good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
You'll find Vince and the team at Hot Spring Spas at Full Tables 2 on 13th Avenue, Southwest Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Blessed is a word I don't use enough, because I am and we are with our fine listeners and also our fine sponsors who make what we do go. And, you know, folks that have brought you a part of the program today, Northwest Landowners Association, PetroServe USA, MyPillow, our top 10 town, Jamestown, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, Piper's Auctioneers, as well as, did I mention PetroServe USA? High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealers. 2016s are in right now. They're out. So maybe you want to put a big bow on one of those. Could mean a lot of good things. Less downtime, for one. That's a big staple on an Apache sprayer. Some great deals right now. Rugged, best warranty in the biz. Remaining 2015s, great deals. Low interest financing right now. Stop out and see them. High Plains Apache, across from Bonanza in Mandan. Exit 60 south of Fargo. Online anytime at highplainsapache.com. More with Senator John Hoeven on a Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Larry in Fargo, question for Senator Hoeven.
Sorry, Senator Hoeven, but you keep talking fight. I've seen absolutely zero fight from you and your Republican branch of the Democrat Party. All I've seen is capitulation. I'm sick and tired of being lied to. We had to give you the House. We had to give you the Senate. And you've done absolutely nothing. I have three grandsons I'm going to see later today. And when I look at them, I see zero future for them because you keep selling them down the river by spending.
Okay, spending. I only have a five-minute segment, but I get the gist of it, and we'll let the Senator respond.
Well, look, Larry, I understand the frustration, and I share a lot of it, too. I have three grandsons as well, and I really am working to try to reduce the size and scope of government to get tax reform where we lower and simplify the tax code, where we get economic growth, where we get the debt and deficit under control, and strong support for our military so we can feel safe. I really am working on those things, and I'm going to continue to work on them over time. And I think of it in terms of my grandsons, just like you said, you know, concern about your grandsons. And I'm going to continue to fight that fight. And with that, I just say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Larry, appreciate the call. Eric says, email question here. Would you ask Senator Hoeven how much spending increase was during his time as governor? I'm going to test your memory here, for crying out loud. How much your spending increase was during your time as governor?
Well, we did increase spending during my time as governor, but only in proportion to, what we felt our needs were, and far, far less than the growth in our economy and in the growth and the growth of our revenues, even with tax relief. We did property tax relief. We did income tax relief. We built up huge reserves. We eliminated the state's debt, and we went out of here not only with large reserves, tax cuts, and growing revenue base, but also a permanent legacy fund that will be there, you know, in perpetuity. So I built a very, very strong financial foundation for the state, and that's what I'm trying to do, is build a strong financial position for our country.
2016 won't be here. Won't be long before it's here. What's as you go back to the new year in the U.S. Senate? What is job one? What's priority number one right now?
Well, you know, for me, it's always about getting back to the fundamentals. Some of the things we're talking about, I think, are just incredibly important. Making sure we do the same things we did at the state level, and that's build a strong financial foundation. I think that comes with a growing economy, which you get by reducing the regulatory burden, getting pro-growth tax reform. Then at the same time, you got to control spending. You got to have some reforms. Strong support for our military, and a big thank you to them. And I think if we do those things, we get an administration that will work with us, and we just stay at it, I think we can get this country back on track. And for me, that's always the priority.
You know, Larry, earlier, obviously a little upset. I hear from folks like that every single day. They don't like this. Again, it goes back to where we started. They don't see the, enough fight from Republicans, and it makes them mad. What advice would you have to those folks? Do you think that, where would you like them to direct their concern?
Well, I do understand the frustration, but at the same time, I'd say we are working at it, and we need more help and support, meaning an administration that will work with us instead of fight us on all these things. And we need to get more push on the other side of the aisle to either get our colleagues to work with us on these things, or to get more conservatives, more Republicans that will work with us to get the things done we're talking about.
Here's that card I promised I'd read about the heart of Christmas. Let's try to recapture the very reason we celebrate this wondrous season. Let's think back to yesterdays of kindness, respect, and simpler ways. Remember when it was never thought odd to pledge to one nation under God, when a prayer being said did not cause a stir and Christmas was an acceptable word? Think back to the time we could gather around a nativity scene in the center of town, in awe of the simple figures there, the shepherds, a mother, and a child so fair. A miracle sent down to earth, a simple manger and a baby's birth, the Savior unto us was given to show us all the path to heaven. It's the season of love, full to the brim, but it wouldn't exist if it weren't for Him. So let's spread this message in all we do. Merry Christmas, and God bless you. How about that? Couldn't agree anymore. Thank you to some listeners up in Hazen that sent that along. And, Senator, to you and Mikey and the whole family, and Merry Christmas to you.
Scott, you and your listeners, Merry and blessed Christmas. And, you know, we're so grateful for our great state, our great people, and a great country. But, again, all the best and Merry Christmas to you and to all of your listeners.
And Mike in Perrin, Minnesota, wanted to give a shout-out to who, Mike?
Yes. This day, while we're sitting at the table saying grace, let's not forget our men and women in uniform who are serving overseas and can't be here with us for Christmas.
God bless you. Let's remember
them in our prayers.
Right on. God bless our military and our vets.
And God bless you, Mike, for remembering the men and women who protect and defend us around the globe. Thanks. God bless you, everybody. See ya.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.